Jeremiah 44, this is when the Jews that are left in the land of Judah after the Babylonians have destroyed Jerusalem want to go down to live in Egypt. Some of their number had risen up and killed some of the leaders that Babylon had imposed upon the ones who remained in Judah, and they were very fearful that Babylon was now going to come and kill them all. And so they want to run to Egypt. But in chapter 42, they come to Jeremiah and they say, please tell us God's word about this. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord. And so Jeremiah comes and says, look, if you go down into Egypt, the word of the Lord says, you will be killed. The Babylonians will chase you down there and kill you. If you do what is counterinstinctive and remain here in the land, then you will survive. And they stubbornly say here in chapter 44, verse 16, as for the word that you've spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you. We will certainly do whatever thing goes forth out of our own mouth. They put their mouth, their agendas above that of God. And they say in verse 17, we are going to perform every word that's gone out of our mouth. We will burn incense to the queen of the sky and pour out drink offerings to her as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for then we had plenty of food and were well and saw no evil. So they are absolutely saying we are going to continue our idolatry, actually, for which all the judgment came upon them, and we are not going to do what you say. But that is not to say that they actually stopped believing in Yahweh. Because in verse 16, God has said that he is going to stop them. Sorry, verse 26. God has said that he's going to stop them using his name anymore. My name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Judah in all the land of Egypt, saying, as the Lord Yahweh lives. So he's saying, I'm going to kill you all. You are going to die, and you will no longer use my name. And the Aswan papyri record the history of the Egyptian Jews around that time, and it records that they were worshippers of Yahweh. And yet we read here in verse 17 of them saying, we are going to burn incense to the queen of the sky and pour out drink offerings to her as we used to do, and that's what's going to make everything go well for us. And yet, God says, I'm going to kill you all so that none of you are going to use my name, Yahweh, anymore. And as I say, the Aswan papyri say that they did use the Yahweh name and worship Yahweh. The point is that it was a little of both, that they did worship Yahweh. They did not abrogate Yahweh. They didn't become, as it were, atheists. They remained claiming on a sort of cultural level, religious level, oh yeah, we're Yahweh worshippers, but of course we also worship all the other deities. And this, of course, is our perennial problem. It's been the same old problem for God's people from the word go. And it is in a maybe more complex way, but all the same, another way not complex, just as crudely almost, the same choice that we have today. Are you in your whole heart and mind, in your absolute core focus of your life, are you for God? Are you for Jesus and the things of the kingdom? Or do you have them as sort of your religion, as your sort of cultural, historical, traditional position, and yet actually you're off with whatever idols you think are going to help you? And when it really comes to it, you look at God's word and find all sorts of excuses to not do what is quite clearly required of you. Well, God says to them in verse 14, you are going to die there if that's where you go. None of the remnant of Judah who have gone into the land of Egypt to live there will escape, nor will they be able to return into the land of Judah, to which they will have a desire to return to dwell there. So he's foreseeing that when the Babylonians do come down there and get you, you're going to desperately want to come back to Judah. This is a feature of those who are to be condemned. In many of the types of judgment, in some of the Lord's parables of judgment, there is this strong desire of the rejected, all too late, to be in God's kingdom. knocking on the door, let us in. No, I don't know you. You don't know me. What are you doing knocking on my door? You think of Israel when they were not allowed to enter into the land and they were told, you're not entering Canaan now. But we want to. And they tried to force their way in and they were chased like bees by the local inhabitants. They could not enter. Esau desperately sought a change of mind, sought it with tears, but no, it was not given. And he's held up as a type of the rejected. The girl's going to buy oil when it's too late. You don't have any oil. Oh, Jesus is back. No, we desperately want oil. They don't say, oh, he's come. Well, I wasn't interested in him anyway. I couldn't care less. Oh, no, he's back urgently. And then banging on the door, please let us in. And so we could go on. And the same, as I say, with these people from Judah who went down into Egypt, in their day of judgment, they would desire to return, but would not be able to. So my point is that finally, at the final point of our destiny, when we stand before the day of judgment, and let's not kid ourselves, we shall all come there. And at that point, nobody is going to be passive. Absolutely nobody is going to be shrugging their shoulders and saying, look, I never wanted to be here anyway. Oh, it means nothing. All that bravado will be no more. Finally, we will all, who are responsible to judgment, come to that point where we meet God in the face of his Son, and there will be only one thing. That will be the absolute master passion of every atom in our body. I want to be in your kingdom. That is true. I don't think anyone could possibly say that that is not going to be the case. If that is going to be our ultimate end, it starts now. This should be our passion now. With every atom of our body, with all that I have, I want to serve him and to be with him and to be in his kingdom. Because that is the point that we're going to come to ultimately. The condemned will come to it too late. Too late, because in their day of opportunity, they said, nah, don't want to know. Nah, I find fault with God's word on this. I find fault with him on that. I'm just going to do what I want, but yeah, keep my religion, but still burn my incense to the Queen of Heaven and so forth. No, in that case, it's too late. Now is the day of salvation. Now also is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. So now is the time, as I say, with every atom in our body, to give yourself to the things of God's Son and his kingdom.